It's possible to indulge in too much of a good thing, but can too much of a good thing actually be a good sign? Commentator Joseph C. Phillips thinks so. He's cleaning up the clutter around his house for 2006 and feeling grateful for the excess.
I don't know about everyone else, but I have big plans for the new year. There's a counter in our home that accumulates mail, children's artwork, rocks, half-finished books, action figures, keys, and all manner of papers. When walking into other homes in our neighborhood, I've noticed that this counter or a similar space is clear of confusion. And it may be that my visits have simply coincided with the cleaning day, but something tells me my neighbors have perfected the art of keeping their kitchen counters orderly. My resolution for the new year is to keep this counter clear. That's it. Nothing fancy. This year I decided to keep it simple and do something I could easily accomplish, something I could focus on and where success was easily gauged. Upon hearing this declaration, my wife sucked her teeth. She, of course, had expressed an earnest desire to make more money, start her new business, and deepen friendships. How dare I respond with something as pitiful as keeping the counter clean? Well, sometimes it's the little things in life that make the biggest difference. Of course, the kitchen counter is only a metaphor. As I explained to my wife, this year I intend on simplifying my life. I have in the past resolved to lose weight, make more money, read more books, and make grand changes in my life. And on occasion, I've had some success. Mostly, these resolutions have found their way to the nether regions of the universe or wherever unfulfilled resolutions go. Moreover, my previous resolutions have not succeeded in bringing order into my life. Now, practically speaking, clearing the counter will force me to be more organized. Receipts and important papers will be filed, junk mail will be tossed, children's artwork will be hung, toys will be placed in the toy box, and rocks will go back outside, or under the children's beds along with stray socks and old candy bars. Of course, New Year's resolutions being what they are, it's entirely possible that I will simply end up transferring all the junk from the kitchen counter to the desk in my office. Well, I'm not particularly concerned. My office desk is so cluttered, I would quickly run out of space and the overflow would quickly find its way back to the counter in the kitchen, the original focus of my efforts and the constant reminder of how much I have been blessed. Artwork and action figures mean I have children that are bright, active, and creative. Magazines mean I have leisure time. Keys mean I have a roof over my head and an automobile in the garage. Each time I open a bill, I will find myself asking, do we really need all the satellite channels? Can I use my cell phone less? Will you suffer if you own one less pair of shoes? Take your lunch to work. Go for a walk with your wife rather than to a fancy restaurant. These are questions that suggest excess. Indeed, if I have so much that it overflows onto the kitchen counter, I have been blessed with abundance. Well, this year my goal is to strip away all the excess that holds me down, to sift through the clutter and find what is most important. I am going to keep my life clean. Well, upon hearing this explanation, my wife responded that perhaps I could apply some of this same flowery reasoning to the abundance of dirty clothes in the laundry room. Perhaps I would also resolve to keep the clothes hamper clear by doing laundry more regularly. One thing at a time, dear. One thing at a time.
Joseph C. Phillips is an actor and a syndicated columnist living in Los Angeles.